YY News. Attorneys took about 7 hours Wednesday to make arguments for and against dismissing the indictment against South Jersey Democratic boss George Norcross and 5 co-defendants. Defense attorneys argued that Norcross's superior connections to Camden City government helped turn the city around. WHYY's Kenneth Burns has more from the New Jersey desk.
Defense attorney Michael Critchley, who is representing George Norcross, said that the arguments from prosecutors is a complaint about how the political and economic systems operate. Those points echoed arguments from Kevin Marino, who is representing George's younger brother, Phil. Marino said it was the access the Norcrosses had which helped Camden's turnaround.
That's how Camden went from being one of the nation's most dangerous cities to being a city that President Obama came and visited and told a true Renaissance story in the United States.
Assistant Attorney General Michael Grillo argued defense attorneys wanted to remove the facts in the indictment from the complete circumstances and context of the case, that the Norcross enterprise used its power and influence to make sure their business goals were achieved. Defense attorneys countered that being well-connected is not a crime. From Trenton, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
Longtime Philadelphia TV anchor and reporter and former New Jersey State Senator Diane Allen and her husband are selling their historic 7-bedroom, 6-bath Burlington County mansion, which sits along the Delaware River. Allen says gardening was one of her passions during her 43 years living there.
The flower gardens were always my love, and I did all of the flower gardens myself. I raised the flowers often in my basement under lights and then put them out in the spring and took care of them and just loved it.
Allen says the time has come for her and her husband, Sam, to downsize and spend some more time with their children and grandchildren. The asking price for the estate is a cool $1.75 million. Checking sports, it's Flyers Rangers in New York tonight, action beginning at 7, and the Sixers are on the road tomorrow night in Cleveland. This is WHYY.